Hello, I'm Noah Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas, on a Saturday afternoon. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in him. I want to share with the world some of my history of my life. And I want to talk to you about the greatest sin I ever committed. In 1958, at the University of Missouri, Columbia campus, about 200 yards north of the M that's on the stadium today at the university. The Spirit of God fell upon me and talked to me about my life and said these words to me: I do not want you to be a veterinarian. I want you to be a minister of the gospel. I had been accepted at the University School of Veterinary Medicine in the class that graduated in 62. And God didn't want that. I did not listen to God that day, but that call to preach the gospel was on that day in August 1, 1958. It never changed. I was 26 years of age, a veteran of 4 years, U.S. Navy. Thank God. God had a plan for my life from the foundation of the world. And I went ahead and disobeyed him and entered School of Veterinary Medicine and graduated in 1962. Because of one man, a great friend, an equine practitioner named Ed Ebert, the director of clinics at the University of Missouri, known nationally as an equine man, and gave me the highest recommendation that any man could receive out of his mouth. Because of that recommendation, many horse people accepted me quickly upon Dr. Ed's recommendation. In June 1970, he died on his farm in Boonville, Missouri, amen, in a tractor accident. My heart was broken. It was a great friend, and his wife Hazel, great friend, amen, and had great confidence in my ability as an equine practitioner, amen. So upon graduation, I had made contacts with a very well-known national horse trainer of Tennessee Walking Horses, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Sam Pasco, and his brother, Donald Pasco. Upon graduation, I went directly to Murfreesboro and became the veterinarian for Ebony's Masterpiece, Sam Pasco, trainer and rider, and Go Boys Blackjack, Donald Pasco, rider and trainer, and other known champion horses. My name was exalted high by man, yet God had told me, don't do it. I was in great rebellion, and because of medical problems for my wife Pat, who's now in heaven after Labor Day of 1962, I walked away from that Middle Tennessee practice. Came back to Secaucusie, Missouri, worked there, and took the Texas State Board in January 1963. Received the results in February 1963. Moved to McKinney, Texas, and already had arrangements made to become the veterinarian for Seabar Ranches, Salina, Texas, and Abilene, and the man's name was Carl Miles. Also, Stephenville, Texas, they had ranches. I went there for 2 years and did equine work. All in rebellion, folks. This is my Jesus. This is my Jehovah. This is the ones that love me. These are the two that love you, and they will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. I went on after I arrived here to work to be the attending veterinarian for Appaloosas, horses, American quarter horses, cutting horses, running quarter horses, American saddlebred, and also for world champion rodeo roping horses, worked for bull riders, world champion bull riders, world champion, took care of their ranches, their horses. And cattle, but mostly horses. Bareback world champion, bareback riders, and calf rope. If you want me to, I will just name this. Jim Shoulders, Henrietta, Oklahoma. Bobby Seale, Justin, Texas. Both, I worked for them. They were friends. I went on, and I worked for Top Arabian Arson, Top Arabian Trainers, to the great ones, Red Myers, and I probably mentioned another name. Called me a name dropper, but this is where I was at. Arabian Horses, world champion. Arabian Horses, top 10 Arabian Horses. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thoroughbred. Some stakes winners. Thank God. Abam. Stake winners. Abam. What God let me do before he said it's time that you sell out. I built, established 121 Veterinary Hospital on 121 just west of US 75, McKinney, Texas. My pride, it was great. It was great. I became one of the state fair veterinarians of the state fair of Texas. American saddlebred horses. Some of the best trainers. Dale Milligan, a friend of mine. God just let me go. Until one day he said, that's enough. You're not going any higher. Amen. You're going to sell what you have built. And you're going to do what I raised you up to do. Now sell it. And I brought a partner in May 1968. And God brought him in for a purpose, and that was to sell 121 Veterinary Hospital and practice to him. That I did. Dr. Charles Rodney Butler, a well-established equine man, with me, and somewhat before. These were tough days, folks. Hard for me to lay down, but I did, by the grace and mercy of God. There's a song that only came to my attention in the past year, and it's called At Calvary. And in that song, there are words that just break my heart because of what they say and what happened to me. There was a young man in the late 1890s, and he was a rebel, and I was a rebel. I ended up at Moody, I guess seminary or wherever it was, but he wrote this song, and it is so true about our Father and His Son, Jesus. And it says in that song at Calvary, mercy was great and grace was free. Yes, I've received all that that man received. Great mercy and free grace. And I want to just share that with you because that mercy and that free grace is available today for anyone that will obey the Father Jehovah and His Son, Jesus Christ. Love you all. For now, I'm closing this saying, God bless you from my office in Plano, Texas. This is Doyle Davidson.